Friends gather around music, food, and a common African-American heritage. This is essentially the vibe at this year's edition of the Chihaba Festival, which took place on the last weekend in July. On the way in to the Jefferson School's African-American Heritage Center, I spot a huge table displaying a dozen containers with traditional food prepared by chefs from Ghana. Wearing red lipstick and a bright yellow African dress, Ruby Boston is at the entrance, greeting everyone with a bright smile and a hug. She is one of the coordinators of the festival.
The meaning of Chihaba is the light, and the light that we can shine on this community. And today, more than ever, with so many things going on in the community and around the world and the nation, it's important that we connect our true story with history, because so much has been left out.
And a way to make history is first to recognize one's roots and celebrate them every day. For that, Chihaba offers various events designed to celebrate and educate about the heritage of people of African ancestry.
They do a lot of events here. Last time I came, it was amazing. There were a bunch of tables set up, and they had different rooms open, and there were auctions, and it was amazing.
That's 11-year-old Madeline, enthusiastic about the festival's opening day on Thursday.
Tonight is the Taste of Ghana. Friday is the Ladies' Night Fashion and Hair Show. We're here to Jefferson again, and then Saturday from 10 to 7 is going to be the Cultural and Arts Festival.
Charles Lewis served as the host of the main day of the festival on Saturday at Washington Park, a day shared with the 9th Annual Community Health Fair. The day opened with a morning prayer before continuing with storytelling, scholarships, contests, and live bands, such as the All for Christ male chorus. Lewis serves on Chihaba's executive board and mentors at the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia. I asked him what Chihaba means to him.
Chihaba represents a beautiful connection of African Americans connecting to their homeland by memorializing and celebrating the rich culture and heritage, and how we can still take part in that here and how we can celebrate it here and experience here.
Lewis took the opportunity to get the crowd excited about another event coming up this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, two things. As y'all know, I'm a member of the 100 Black Men, and of course, for a while, people have been saying, what about the 100 Black Women? Do y'all, you know, mentor the young girls as well? They need help as well, right? Very true.
The 100 Black Women Interest Group will meet in downtown Charlottesville on Sunday, August 7th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 101 East Main Street. This kind of project, directed to Black youth, is well inscribed in Chihaba's goal. Co-chair of the festival's board, Lily Williams, explains.
We try to be mentors to the younger people and just try to keep it peaceful, family-oriented. We're teaching the younger people more about the African culture, what it means, teaching them where they come from and what their ancestors went through and what they can grow up to be, because they can grow up to be anybody and do anything. So we're one big happy family.
The festival this year was a reminder that it is above all a sort of big family reunion, an occasion for everyone to meet and keep in touch. Anthony and his daughter Emma are enjoying the event for the second time.
My daughter and I are here. She's getting a cheeseburger, and we're just kind of walking around and hanging out, having a lot of fun.
I think this festival is nice and really arty, and I'm enjoying it.
Co-chair Lily Williams has been involved with Chihaba for 15 years and has seen it change over the years. To her, it is more than just a festival. It is family.
This festival has grown by leaps and bounds. It started out at a smaller venue. It started out just being 1 or 2 days. Now we got 3 days, and we have more sponsors. When I started, it was a smaller group, but, you know, people go, people come. But we're very close-knit. Chihaba means a great deal to me.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.